Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. California's slick-haired governor just hit a political brick wall. You're about to see how his carefully polished brand is imploding under the weight of the economic carnage, the runaway crime, and the spectacular hypocrisy that is the epitome of his governance. What if I told you that the man crowned the future of the Democrats just torched his own resume, live for the whole world to see? Get ready, because Gavin Newsom's record is collapsing faster than a California high-speed rail budget. In this video, we're going to be exposing the brutal numbers Newsom's spin team can't bury, the French laundry fiasco that shattered his moral authority, and why even loyal Democrats are now whispering, he's done. Make sure to stick me to the very end of this video, because then you'll know why this really is the end of Gavin Newsom. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as a new conservative age inevitably and unstoppably rises. And so if you want a front row seat each and every day on how you are changing the world like you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Remember when Sacramento boasted billion-dollar surpluses? Can you remember? California was actually a reliably red state. Nixon, Reagan. Fast forward decades later, the state now faces, if you can believe it, a $68 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B deficit. The biggest raw dollar gap in California history. While families tighten belts, Gavin Newsom pushes $300 billion in spending he can't cover, betting California's future on ridiculous accounting tricks. And the cost of living in the Golden State? Residential electricity rates are now close to double the national average. Meanwhile, gas taxes just climbed to 61.2 cents per gallon, with new rules that could add even more at the pump. Gang, that's not leadership. That is legalized pickpocketing. And voters aren't waiting for a bailout. They're bolting. Roughly 300,000 California residents a year have been fleeing to freer, cheaper states after 2020. That's nearly double the pre-pandemic pace. Entire blocks of the city of San Francisco. Today, they resemble dystopian movie sets. Retailers are shuttering, and smash-and-grab robberies have skyrocketed. Now, Newsom is calling it a perception problem. We'll tell that to families installing home bars on their local Walgreens. This is all just the picture today, but it really started back in November of 2020. While locking down 40 million Californians, Newsom snuck into Napa's ultra-exclusive French Laundry for a $350 a plate birthday bash. No masks, no distancing, and of course, lobbyists aplenty. He ended up apologizing only when the photos of the event went viral. Not because he was actually sorry for his rank hypocrisy. Rules for thee, not for me. Then in January of 2022, a maskless photo op with Magic Johnson at the NFC Championship while school kids stayed muzzled. That was the latest embarrassment. I mean, if virtue signaling were an Olympic sport, Gavin Newsom would take gold, then test positive for hypocrisy. Years ago, California once ran on abundant domestic refining. Newsom's green edicts have chased plants to Texas and even to Asia. The result? Rolling blackouts in the world's fourth largest economy and summer gas flirting with $7 a gallon in Los Angeles. Oh, and that vaunted high-speed rail that Gavin Newsom was so excited about, remember, between Sacramento and San Francisco and LA? A decade later, billions, we're talking tens of billions of dollars spent, but not a single inch of track has been laid down. Not one. I mean, forget the fact that there's not even a train. There isn't a single inch of track, but California taxpayers are out tens of billions. Newsom's 32-year climb through city council and mayor's office, lieutenant governorship, and now Sacramento governance has left California objectively weaker, poorer, and angrier. And the state as a whole is increasingly turning away from gruesome Newsom and instead turning red. Not only was Gavin Newsom subject to a recall vote, one of the few governors in the country to experience that shame, but California has actually shifted 10 points to the right since that recall vote. California shifted 10 points to the right back in November. Remember, Trump flipped a number of counties. He flipped San Bernardino. He flipped Orange County. He flipped Fresno. Literally a half dozen counties that were all blue in 2020. They're now red. Not a single county in California flipped the other way from red to blue. Not one. And not only that, but Californians completely rebuffed Newsom by voting overwhelmingly for Proposition 36. So this was a proposition that restored very tough, very harsh penalties for criminals, particularly those involved in drugs and theft. Newsom ran against it hard. Newsom publicly opposed it. And what did Californians do? They told him to shove it. They voted for that referendum with 70% of the vote. It was a total repudiation of his soft on crime and competent governance. And this very real trend of California moving to the right is showing up even in voter registration numbers. While Democrats gained 197,000 voter registrations in California over the last few years, during that same time, Republicans gained 500,000. 442,000. In other words, even Gavin Newsom's own state is increasingly turning against him. And even blue state commentators now admit gruesome Newsom's presidential ambitions rest on quicksand. And his answer to all of that? More TikTok videos, more Twitter spats, more photo ops 2,500 miles away from the crises he created. Voters are noting, and donors are getting very, very nervous. It does look like Gavin Newsom's prospects to become president are collapsing, just like his state. So what do you think? Let me know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you are not going to hear anywhere else. Never forget, facts beat hair gel every time. Let's make sure America hears them.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.